Hello one and all, welcome again to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 12, 19-4-21. Well, you may already know that Dialab at Tsukuba and Dialab at GNDU teams have been working on ashwagandha and providing experimental evidence to its pharmaceutical potentials. They and several labs around the world have shown that vidanolides, vidafrin A, vidanone, and vidanolide A are responsible for a variety of its known effects. And these range from strengthening brain, bone, and muscle function to treat diabetes and cancer. Well, obviously, we need plants that have high content of these vidanolides. The immediate thought would be to increase the crop yield, and that is conventionally done through chemical fertilizers and competing with the weeds that affect cultivation and production. For weeds, the common thought is to use pesticides, etc. Oh, that's not nice. We don't want fertilizers and we don't want pesticides. And that's why Dialab at GNDU thought, and what they tried this time is vermicompost as an organic fertilizer. So they took help of worms to make the soil fertile. Then they tried different steps with vermicompost and found, guess what? Pre-soaking of ashwagandha seeds in vermicompost and even continued cultivation in vermicompost, a particular ratio though, results in better germination and growth of plants. They were able to increase the plant mass and leaf size in particular. And even more, these vermicompost cultivated plants showed higher level of active vidanolides. Isn't that nice? For details, please see full article in PLOS ONE, Volume 13, 2018.